Hello, friends, and welcome back to Out of This World Radio. This is the second hour with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We are the fastest-growing spiritual and metaphysical radio program in the world, with listeners in over 60 countries. And I've also been told we have a lot of listeners off-planet from the Galactic Alliance. So whether you're on the planet or off the planet, welcome to the program. Today's we just finished an interview with the wonderful William Arntz, the producer of both What the Bleep Do We Know and Down the Rabbit Hole, a extremely successful film on metaphysics. And part of the message of that film was we do, through our consciousness, we do create what our reality. And with that, I wanted to follow his interview with this wonderful interview from the wonderful people at the office of the late Dr. Masaru Emoto in Tokyo and the Emoto Peace Project, because they have so many wonderful things to say, and I wanted to bring them on today. Three people we have is the always wonderful and interesting Michiko Hayashi, of the worldwide director of the Emoto Peace Project, Dr. Yasu Nemoto, the chief scientist of the Emoto Peace Project, and as well as Mr. Hiro Emoto, who's the head of the office of Dr. Emoto. Can you all hear me?
Yeah. I'm hearing.
Okay. Yes. Good.
Well, I can hear you.
Oh, good.
Good morning. Hello.
Michiko's here too.
Oh, good. Good morning to you. What time is it there in Tokyo?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Well, I'm so sorry to get you up early. Anyway.
But we just got up.
Just got up. Well, if I could pour you a cup of coffee through the microphone and so you could drink it there, I would. But I'm afraid that probably short out all of our equipment here.
Thank you.
We are drinking a coffee right now.
Oh, good.
It's materialized already.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. I wanted to give all my listeners a brief introduction to the wonderful Dr. Masaru Emoto, who passed away last October. He was one of the world's most spiritual people in the world. He did fantastic, amazing water intention experiments where, taking a glass of water, he would have people direct positive thoughts of love into a glass of water, and on the molecular level, the molecules of the water would in fact change into these beautiful, beautiful crystalline patterns. For the same glass of water, if you directed negative thoughts into that glass of water, the water itself on the molecular level would completely disintegrate. Dr. Emoto also treated many patients very successfully with his what's called Hado machines and his what's called angel water. He would treat patients with wonderful success rates that other Western medicine had given up on, using his Hado techniques of spirituality. And his work continues today with Michiko Hayashi. She's the worldwide director of the Emoto Peace Project. The theory behind her work is that if you teach children between the ages of 3 and 12 the valuable lessons of love and gratitude, by the time that they're young adults, they will become interested in having a far more harmonious and happy planet than the one currently that where we have many, many wars going on and people can't seem to get along very well. And Mr. Hiro Emoto is the head of the office of the late Dr. Emoto's wonderful office in Tokyo. He directs operations worldwide for the wonderful office to raise consciousness and create a better planet. And I'm so honored to have both Hiro on today and Michiko, and last but not least, of course, Dr. Yasu Nemoto, who is the chief scientist for the office there in Tokyo. For those interested in the scientific basis for this kind of work, for this spiritual work, of course, Yasu is a fascinating gentleman. He received a Doctor of Science in Cellular and Molecular Biology from the University of Tokyo in 1988 after working for several universities in Japan, Miami, and Honolulu in the fields of biology and biotechnology. He started to work for the late Dr. Masaru Emoto in 2002 as his international secretary. Since that time, he's been with Dr. Emoto in more than 25 different countries all over the world in the past 13 years, and he's been in charge of the scientific aspect of Dr. Emoto's work. And before we go on, I also wanted to mention, of course, that you're having a school next month, aren't you, called the Haro School?
Yes, Haro Instructor School. We're going to organize that in Tokyo in next month. And this will be the 19th school. And we actually started in Los Angeles back in 2005. Mm-hmm. It's, like a 3-day workshop that we teach about Hado and water research. And we train instructors to work together with us to spread the message from water, mm-hmm. To achieve the world peace. And well, that was my father's intention, because he cannot be cannot do everything by himself, so we need the people to work together. And he started this he was thinking about the future, especially after he passed away, then he wants the message to be spread out. So, it's kind of, the for now, that he started. So we we ask people to join the school.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I hope you don't mind, Hiro, but I've printed off the brochure of the school, and it goes from, let's see, it starts on May 21st and goes through May 23rd, and then on May 24th as well, you'll be demonstrating your various wonderful Hado technology and devices, as well as the observation of water crystals.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful. That's right. Do you mind if I go through the people there who'll be giving the lectures?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, wonderful. We have Joshua Oki. He's the head of the Hado Technology Department of the IHM Smile Corporation. He studied and practiced Hado for many years and was working with Dr. Emoto since 2011. He's developed his own style of Hado counseling, and he's very, very popular. Hiro, of course, Hiro Emoto is the second son of Dr. Masaru Emoto. He was a vice president of the Hado Life USA, which organized many Hado instructor schools in the United States since 2004. And when he returned to Japan, he was working for the International Vision of IHM, is now the CEO of the IHM Corporation, which he took over from his great father. He carries on his mission to spread messages, the word messages from water, and spread Hado technology to the world. Yasu Nemoto, who we have on today, we've already talked about. He's the chief scientist for the Hado office, the Emoto office in Tokyo. We have another gentleman named Sichiro. Forgive me if I want to pronounce this correctly. Yoshinuchi, is that correct? Just pronounce that correct?
Yoshinouchi.
You took the word right out of my mouth.
Let's call him Yoshi.
Yoshi, okay. All right. He is Dr. Emoto's top discipline. He's consulted more than 10,000 clients as a Hado counselor using Hado devices since 1996, and has come up with his own techniques of treating people. Hans Schindler is the inventor of the Hado astral device. In 2006, he was introduced to Dr. Emoto, and after experiencing the capabilities of this wonderful technology, Dr. Emoto pronounced that his device is the ultimate bioenergetics measuring device. Reverend Dr. Sotitsu Matsumura, is that correct? Did I pronounce that correct?
Sotitsu Matsumura.
Okay, good. You took the words right out of my mouth. I just want to be polite and make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. He is a longtime friend of Dr. Emoto. He was a colleague of Dr. Emoto at the same company more than 30 years ago. Now he is a 37th generation, my goodness, Buddhist priest of the Okay, again, I'll need some help. The Fumonzon Kesom Shikitsu Temple, is that correct?
Shotokuji Temple.
Okay, good. I'm glad you pronounced it. He's made an effort to spread the word of canon steadfast faith and practice of esoteric Buddhism. He will practice Zen meditation together with students at the instructor school. Gunde Gunnarsson is the founder and head of the Modern Mystery School, which offers advanced spiritual training using the tools, techniques, and traditions passed down from person to person since ancient times. He became a Hado instructor in 2010 and has worked and lived all over the world, from his home country of Iceland to England, Sweden, Africa, India, the United States. Now he lives in Japan with his wife. And of course, last but not least, Michiko Hayashi. She started the work as Dr. Masaru Emoto's personal assistant in 2004, and since that time, she's been working with Dr. Emoto to trying to make the world a much better place. In 2010, Dr. Emoto established the nonprofit organization, the Emoto Peace Project, where Dr. Emoto was the chairman, and she was the general secretary of the organization. In October 2014, she became the global director of the Emoto Peace Project, and she's fluent in English and Spanish and many other languages. Michiko, can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good, good. Now, I know that your throat's you're having some little trouble with your throat today, so I promise I won't make you talk too much.
But, okay, thank you.
But I do have a lot of listeners in Brazil, Argentina, and throughout South America who listen to my program, Michiko. And you just returned from a long, wonderful trip to South America, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yes. I had a 3-week trip in South America.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I think from what you've said that when you were in Santiago, you gave a presentation before over 3,000 people. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know that from what you've told me that the trip was extremely successful and you had a huge, huge amount of support for the Emoto Peace Project and your work down there, and the children's books.
Right. I think it's because I felt the existence of Dr. Emoto's spirit with me all the time, whenever I gave my presentations, and also the message of the book, Message from Water, has a strong, strong impact, and it's convincing people about the word, the power of thoughts and words, and especially love and gratitude. So without too much of my effort, the message itself started to go right away into everyone. It was just so beautiful.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Well, I know you were at my Galactic Wisdom Conference a month ago in Gig Harbor, and I want to thank both you and Yazoo so much for coming. You really made a tremendous impression, and everyone felt that you had such an uplifting, wonderful message. And people out there in the audience may think, well, how can the work of Hiro, Yazoo, and Michiko help me? All right. Well, it's very simple, actually. You know, for anyone who's having a bad day or needs help in their lives, this ties into my interview that I just had with William Arntz, the film director of What Bleep Do We Know. Thoughts are very important, and we are what we think. And as Buddha said, all that arises comes with our thoughts, and with our thoughts we make the world. And this, of course, was the tenet of Dr. Emoto's work, and now your work, Hiro, Yazoo, and Michiko, that we literally can create the kind of wonderful world we want by simply thinking it. And that along with that, of course, that we are powerful spiritual beings, and we can literally create the kind of world we want. And most people, if you ask a question, if you ask, for example, most people in the world, most people, I think, would want peace. Most people want to live a happy, wonderful life, and they don't want wars. They don't want the conflict that we have now. And if given a choice, and I think that this is why your work of the Hado School next month is so important.
Kido?
Yes.
Well, you can explain that.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think the message is very simple. You know, because well, by showing that water crystals, that you know, we show positive words to the water, then you know, you see the beautiful water crystals. So if you have, you know, the basically a mind creates reality, like you know what the brief is telling. So I think that's why this is so accepted by, you know, different people in the different countries, you know. So that's what we want to spread out, you know, together with the other instructors.
Now, the you other... Know, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
What is really nice about Haddo School is that people can, through these 3 days program, people can learn, they can experience watching how water makes crystals. They can go into the laboratory and Yasu will be showing everyone how the water crystals are, the forming and how it melts, and they can take water, the pictures of water crystals where people cannot do anywhere else but here in the laboratory in Tokyo. And also in these 3 days, they can just learn what Haddo, the Haddo means vibration, the vibration or can do to us, and what it means, what the words or thoughts would do to our environment, to ourselves, and that's something very interesting for all these participants that will be taking this program, I think.
And let us not overlook the last day either, which is on Sunday, May 24th, because that day you look at Haddo devices. And mm-hmm. for people out there who, for example, have serious illnesses, including cancer and all kinds of health problems, these devices have a very high success rate in treating otherwise inoperable diseases and health problems that Western medicine, especially in the United States, doesn't have a very good track record of. I know that Dr. Emoto, went back for so many years, treated many, many people with all kinds of diseases, and successfully treated many people with these Haddo devices, including he was able to get rid of cancer and all kinds of other diseases with these Haddo devices. Yasu, could you, or Michiko, or Hiro, could you explain perhaps how those Haddo devices work?
Yeah, well, good thing about the Haddo device is that you will be able to know why you become sick. You know, that comes from maybe, you know, from emotions, you know, could be like the bad energy from, you know, a certain person, and, you know, could be from, you know, ancestors, or, you know, even from the past life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by realizing the reason why you became sick, and you know, you start to improve your health. Western medicine never tell you, you know, why you became sick, right?
Yes.
So, but by using this Haddo device, you know, you were able to know that. And also, we have a device to imprint the necessary information, the vibration, into the water. Then, you know, the client can drink it, and you can improve your health. So.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
that is fascinating. I want to interject something here. About a third of my listening audience in the Seattle area are either doctors, nurses, or healthcare practitioners. We also have a large component of people who do Reiki and other spiritual healing listening to my program now. I know I get a lot of emails from them. We had Dr. Simon Cini on from Italy on my program about a month ago, and he was just so incredibly interesting. He uses alternative health methods to successfully treat cancer with an 80-90% success rate. Whereas if you have cancer, the traditional the average, from what I've heard, the average statistical success rate using chemotherapy and surgery, which can cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, is only measly 3%. I mean, it's almost like, why bother? All you're doing is, well, anyway, spending a lot of money that's for a treatment that's only marginally effective. But your devices, do you know approximately? I know you have a high success rate, and it depends. Have you been able to calculate approximately what your success rate is using these machines for various illnesses?
No, but yeah, it depends on the client too. If the client wants to really heal himself, then it will. I think success rate will be better. But if the person, the client, doesn't believe in that, if the person don't want to heal it or something like that, then success rate will be down. Funny, but a lot of people who came here, have a serious disease that even that person who was said, you can live like for 3 months or something like that. But by drinking the water, that can change that. So, with 70% water, so we change the water, then, our thought creates, reality. So it's something to do with, the positive thinking too. So, but a lot of people come here today, and then they, live here like with a big smile. So I think, Hado, treatment is really, really helping the people. So.
Right. I don't know what it's like in Japan, but here in the United States, and this is a story that Susan Liberty Hall shared on the air here some weeks ago when I had her on. She was able to successfully treat her own breast cancer with 100% success rate and has been cancer-free now for the past 5 or 6 years using a special Native American healing formula that only cost a couple $100. Her brother, who had traditional medicine, spent $300,000 or $400,000 and was dead within 6 months. But a lot of it depends, like you said, on consciousness, and this goes into William Arntz's interview that I had with him just now, that your belief system determines quite a bit. If you believe, for example, that this procedure is going to work, it will work and it can help you. The amazing thing is that, like you've rightly pointed out, Yazoo, that our bodies are 70% water, just like this planet is 70% water.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah. Ted, may I add this? Something
yes, of
to
course.
The hard counseling, mm-hmm. which is actually the, I believe the the ratio of curing is also important, but the more important thing is the process of client who will be become aware of the real reason of the disease. Mm-hmm. So to discover what the real reason for the disease. So it's a gradual process to raise the consciousness. So that process is very beautiful. So each client will find the real reason or cause of the their disease or bad energy, and then they will cure by themselves,
that's
it's about awareness.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There is something that you said a few minutes ago, and I've heard of this before, and you just mentioned it real quickly, but it's very profound, and I want to mention this to my listeners, because what you said is extremely profound. You have a machine there that actually can read what's happened to people in their past lives, kind of a karmic thing regarding to illnesses. Is that true? Do you have something? I remember you mentioned that.
Yeah, because we use the device called Hado Astoria, and then and with using this device, and we can measure different parts of body, if it's high energy or low, and one of the part is chromosomes. Mm-hmm. Chromosomes, is something to do with, of course, DNA in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then from there, actually, we can, find out what's the cause of low energy, or from there, we can find out, like from the past life. and you know, that could be connected with the current disease or not. So,
oh my God, this is just amazing what you're saying. I mean, this is this is so far beyond the medicine in the United States. It's like you're from another planet, and you're successful at it as well. You know, it's I know there's many, there's so many good doctors and healthcare practitioners here in the United States, and I know that they all work hard to try to treat their patients and give them the best medical as care as possible within the narrow framework that we have here in the United States. We're rather limited in our treatments, but I don't think, in my own personal opinion, this is my own opinion now, that a doctor can do a patient really a lot of harm. Even if they are terminally ill, for example, with cancer, to say something like, you're going to die and you're only going to live 3 months, something like that. Even if there's a way to save them, for example, through your wonderful HOTO technology, which is extremely successful in treating patients, they somehow, then they, if a doctor or someone says they're going to die in 3 months, guess what? They believe it, and then they die in three. They create that reality of dying within 3 months.
Exactly, Ted. That's what happened to my father.
Oh.
Last year too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He was told that he had the cancer, fourth stage cancer. And the doctor said, if you don't have the surgery tomorrow, I mean, you're not going to be able to stay alive, and your life is only limited for 3 months.
Okay.
And my father, well, see, that doctors' words are so, I mean, strong. They sure. just make the patients even worse patients, or their disease even worse.
Right.
You know,
right.
They create the disease.
Well, that's true. And a lot of times by surgery, you're opening up the body for the cancer cells to spread everywhere throughout the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem with the biopsy too.
Right. But the good thing about HOTO machine device, the HOTO Astrea, is that it will help you find out why you became became sick. What was the reason? And from there, we can start treating, or we want to treat, so that give the light, so that they want to become well. We help those people together. So there's a light and there's a hope always. And we will help them so that they will stay, or they will become healthier. And that's a big difference, I think, between the medical doctors and what we do.
Well, I don't want to say too much of this, but I think sometimes, in addition to the lack of knowledge about using alternative successful alternative health methods for diseases like cancer, unfortunately, sometimes some healthcare professionals are more interested in the financial aspects of the disease, rather than actually curing it, because the system here in the United States, anyway, seems to be set up sometimes to keep the patient just barely alive so they can siphon off as much money in savings they can from insurance policies and their assets, rather than actually curing the disease. I hate to say that, but I think that's my impression at any rate. You know.
Yeah, and I wanted to add something. You know, according to our experience, that, you know, a lot of fatal disease, you know, that doctor cannot find out why he became sick, or they cannot help, you know. And that comes from, you know, past life, karma.
Interesting.
And from like ancestors' karma, or mother's side or father's side, we can detect that. And then once, you know, the client, you know, knows that, then, you know, they feel relief, because they don't know what to do with that. You know, it was not the client's fault, but it comes from the, you know, past life. And once they know it, and then, you know, then we have we can, you know, make the water for that, and then by drinking that, you know, that could improve. So, and then of course, once they know the reason why, you know, became sick, that's from the past, you know, past life karma. Then, you know, yeah.
You know what you just said. You know, you realize what you just said? You just made a statement that can revolutionize medicine on this planet. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Revolutionize it, and truly give people lasting cures that'll last a lifetime. Because if you can actually heal a disease caused by past life karma, you've cured that person for the rest of their lives. I have one dear friend of mine, who's I know he's listening to this program now, who had throat cancer a couple of years ago, and of course he went through the standard thing of chemotherapy and surgery, and they took out his poor vocal cords, and now he can't talk. But guess what? It's 2 years later, now it's coming back. Now they want to do what? More chemotherapy, more surgery, costing more money for the insurance companies, and at best it's going to, what, last another year or two, and then he's going to come back. All the, how many times did he have to go back to the doctors? 4 or 5 times to get the same surgeries and the same chemotherapies? Spending, what, $300,000 or $400,000? You know, it doesn't make any sense. And I think if given a vote, people would be far more interested in a lasting cure for whatever disease they have. And a lot of times, as a psychic, I've been in touch with the other side for 21 years now. A lot of diseases are caused by from past life karma. And this is what this is what your machines do. They determine what the past life karma is. The other thing, too, is that, you know, when you're spending $300,000 or $400,000 on a failed medical techniques, which have only a 3% success rate for cancer, the cost for your flying to Tokyo next month and going to your Hardo school for the total, all expenses is rather small, actually, because your Hardo school doesn't cost very much. You got to get a flight ticket from to Tokyo, but you know, you spend, what, a couple thousand dollars versus $400,000 for medical techniques that don't work, 3% success rate, that you die in 6 months after. Or you go to the Hado school and spend a week there and spend a couple thousand dollars and be cured for the rest of your life. I mean, the choice to me is kind of obvious.
Yeah. Right. But right, right.
Anyway,
I agree with you.
Well, Ted, about this Hado device. Well, not only Hado device, but what Hado instructor school can teach is, it's not, we're right now focusing on medicine or cancer and things like this, but the beautiful thing about Hado school and Hado devices is, from my point of view as a woman, it will it helps so much for women to stay young, to stay beautiful, because when you using this Hado device, you can make water to stay young also.
Really?
To be, yeah, yeah.
Is that why you look like you're in your 20s, Mitchko?
Right.
Seriously.
Well, that could be one of the reasons. I'm not really drinking water,
Okay. Okay, well, there's a scientific basis for
We already have people, you know, who signed up from more than 10 different countries. And so it's really nice to be gathered, you know, and we have a very good, nice, you know, resonance field, you know, that comes from different countries, and, you know, we gathered. And so I'm sure that, you know, if you attend, then you will find like a soulmate, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well, that's an interesting
you make beautiful friends around the world and gathered
in
Tokyo.
Nice.
They're just all nice, always so special.
Well, if people want to register, is there a website they can go to, or is there a...
yeah, of course, of course. Website is... it's a masaru-emoto.net.
Okay, it's
a... Masaru, M-A-S-A-R-U-Emoto, E-M-O-T-O.
But simply, maybe Google Hado Instructor School, then you find it.
Sure, you can also just Google Hado Instructor School, and that's
Hado
from...
is spelled H-A-D-O.
D-O.
Okay. Now, that's from May 21st through May 24th.
Yes.
As far as the tickets go, I had heard that United just had a sale here recently for something like $600 round trip from Seattle to Tokyo, but I don't know if they're still having the sale or not now. But anyway, for those who are like healthcare professionals who want to expand their minds and into an incredible experience, I urge you to attend the school. And is there an email they can write you to get some more information?
Yeah, sure. It's crystal at hado.com.
All right. Crystal at hado, H-A-D-O.com. Now, I know that I think some it was explained to me several months ago that HADO actually stands for something, H-A-D-O. What does it actually stand for? Is there a I know it means vibration. Does it mean something?
Oh, TED. Yeah, TED it's actually the Japanese word, which is made from two Chinese characters. Ha means wave. Do means movement.
Oh, okay.
So in combination, movement of waves mm-hmm. or vibration.
Interesting. And as you know, I've had several famous scientists on my program during the last couple of months. And when I've had them on, I've had a famous spirit on, Professor Albert Einstein. He just popped in now, and he wanted me to thank you so Wonderful. Much for your work. And he's reminding me of his famous equation, E equals mc squared. Energy equals mass times the square of the speed of light. And yeah. how HADO relates to that is that it actually is energy. It is the
yeah. Actually, you know, Ted, Dr. Emoto is teaching about the equation E equal mc squared
yes.
in a different way. Mm. Dr. Emoto is saying that the m is actually mass, the number of people. And C is a consciousness. You know?
Oh, really? So the Interesting. That's fascinating.
That's Dr. Emoto's way to explain the Einstein's equation.
Fascinating. So this relates both to William Arndt's film, What the Bleep Do We Know, and Down the Rabbit Hole, and your wonderful work and Dr. Emoto's wonderful work, that we create the kind of reality that we think, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah. And it falls in line, of course, what Buddha taught, too, that we are what we think, and all that we are arises with our thoughts, and with our thoughts we make the world. And
yeah.
And most people, given the choice, would clearly choose, I think, to have a far happier and far better place, better planet. And as I said that, this studio has absolutely lit up again in white light, beautiful white light here. Friends, it's nice. It's like somebody turned on an extra light.
Oh, wow.
So this happened last hour, too, with William Arndt. And before I forget, I want to make just a quick station announcement. This is, for those who are tuning in, this is Ted Marr of the Out of This World radio program, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Seattle, Washington, in the United States. And we have some wonderful people from the Emoto Peace Project and the HADO School on in Tokyo, Japan. Hiro Emoto, the head of the organization, as well as Dr. Yasu Nimoto, the chief scientist, and the always interesting and talented Michiko Hayashi, the head of the worldwide director of the Emoto Peace Project, who does absolutely wonderful work. You know, there's so many projects, so many things we can talk about. What about angel water? Could you tell my listeners a little bit about angel water?
Angel water.
Yes.
Yeah. Well. Angel water. Okay. It's the water that we were distributed to the people in Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Under Emoto Peace Project. Mm-hmm. Because this was water was initially made in Russia. Well, by the Russian scientist. When the Chernobyl incident happened,
yes,
there was a lake, the close to the Chernobyl, and then there was a fact that the people there were not affected by radiation because all the people there drank the water.
Fascinating.
Then Russian government has researched and why the people around there were not affected, and then the reason was the water there. And then one of that researchers later did the research, and there was he found out the water molecule of the water is very different from other water, and then he tried to create the same water, and then he did, and then, well, you know, later then my father became a friend of the agent, and then we well, that was after the, you know, Fukushima, I mean, the disaster happened. So we got a water from him, and then we distribute the water to the people there.
And so, do you charge them anything for the water?
Well, of course, we sell the water to the people here in Japan, and but at the same time, we distribute, well, you know, to the especially children in Fukushima. Well, that's for free under the Emoto Peace Project.
Isn't that wonderful? And I'm going to make a plea right now to my listeners.
And then, you know, the water, the name of the water initially was not Angel Water. It's called the Emirate Water. And then,
fascinating.
Yeah, it's a molecular resonance effect technology.
Wow.
Yeah,
by Dr. Smirnov.
Yeah, it was patented, you know, so it's a really scientific technology. But by drinking that, you know, you can fight with the virus and the others, you know, substance, you know, come from outside, and even, you know, with the radiation. So, and then, well, my father named it Angel Water because this could be the angel for, you know, people there. So, it's beautiful water with the beautiful, you know, label with the angel on the bottle.
Because you're giving away this to the people of Fukushima, especially the children of Fukushima, so they don't get cancer, and it's been extremely effective in preventing cancer, I'd like to make a plea to my listeners around the world to please send your donations to the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo so they can continue their wonderful work. If they wanted to make a donation to this Angel Water Project, how would they contact you, or how is you, do you have an email address or something they can set?
Yes, they can email us at epp@emotopeaceproject.net.
Okay.
EPP.
Okay. E as in Edward, P as in Paul, P as in Paul at emotopeaceproject.net. Okay.
Right.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, my pleasure. You can also contact me, too, if you like, if it's easier, at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I will forward all correspondence on to your office. Now, let's say someone has cancer. Will this angel water cure it or help ameliorate the conditions?
Well, actually, this angel water is, you know, helping the cancer patient as well. There was a test for that too. So this brings you know, a lot of benefit to the health, not only the cancer, but you know, or different diseases. So, yeah.
You know what you're saying. You just said another revolutionary thing that could revolutionize medicine on this planet. Your water itself is like a it's got so many benefits in helping cancer patients and other diseases. A good question to ask is why isn't the water being distributed around the world in all so many places that have plagued by diseases and all kinds of health problems? It's a good question to ask.
Well, we want to, of course, try to distribute the water to the people around the world.
Right.
You know, and then that's why we organized the Hado Instructor School, and you know, where people can gather and, you know, just know, you know, the technology. And so, yeah, we want to work with the Hado instructors, you know, in the world. And because we have a lot of experience, the Hado practitioner, like, you know, Mr. Yoshinouchi, who's the, you know, the number one disciple of my father. And he's giving more than like maybe 20,000, I mean, Hado counseling, you know, Hado measuring. He can teach a lot of things about the disease. And then, you know, so you will be able to know a lot of things that will spread the words out. So.
One thing, Ted, that we don't want to do is that we don't want to sell our devices or our water to any, just anyone, because there are so many people who want to buy them and sell them for the purpose of their money.
Okay, yeah.
And exactly. That's not what we want. Money right. is important, but we want to sell two things to two people. And that's why organizing this Haddo Instructor School is so important, because then those people who come to Haddo Instructor School will learn so deeply about Haddo and about the Dr. Emoto's findings and theory. And to those people who have learned the importance of Haddo and love and gratitude, mm-hmm. then that way we can work together right. with a trusting relationship. And that's what we want to do.
Well, you know, you made an important point, Michiko, because as you know, I had my Galactic Wisdom Conference about a month ago in Gig Harbor, and I'm planning now for another one in about a year, and I'd love to have you all come to my next conference in the Seattle area. I'd love to have you all come. And I wanted to tell you, though, that some people who say they're in the light really aren't in the light, and they have ulterior motives based upon financial incentives to use spirituality as a way to make a lot of money. And I'm not going to say any names, but there is a group I heard about just last week who want to have, based upon my success with the Galactic Wisdom Conference next month, to have their own Galactic Wisdom Conference at the same time, the first part of March,
wow.
As a way to make a ton of money. And I consider that totally unethical and inappropriate. They say they're in the light, but they're not. But anyway, I don't want to give a lot of details.
Right.
But at any rate, I've had to copyright the name Galactic Wisdom Conference, so they can't use it for their own nefarious purposes.
Wow.
And but I admire.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things that. But I know that the white light is stronger than the dark, and eventually, this year, I've had several astrologists on my program during the past year, and they all said that this time, this year, and the rest of this decade and next decade, is going into a period of truth. In other words, things which are true will become even more self-evident now than they have been before. And things that are false, people that are false, governments that are false, companies that are false, and things that aren't true will become self-evident as well. And this is all part and parcel, I think, of our evolution into the fifth dimension that we're slowly but surely going into. And the kind of work that you're doing, the important work that you're doing, is so wonderful. And it's indicative of the fact that this planet is moving to a wonderful new golden age. It's slow, but it's happening. And eventually, when we reach that point in the 2020s and 2030s, which now is only like 10, 20 years away, diseases, I think, will be largely eliminated on this planet, that we will simply not have the diseases that we have now. And your Haddo instruction school, your Haddo devices, the angel water that you have, that have proven track records with a high degree of success of curing all kinds of different horrible diseases, is the prelude to a new golden age for humanity, which we will have a planet free of disease. And I think that is coming. This is why your work is so important.
Yeah, this is based on the idea that we are all water, 70% water. So, if you're sick, you change the water, So that's a really simple idea that we offer.
Right, right, exactly. And it's actually a pretty simple concept if you think about it. Sometimes the most simple things are the most true as well.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of new projects are you thinking of, like for the future as well, in terms of any new areas? Or I know that Michiko, you've been working on the Emoto Peace Project for school children, and we've talked about getting your books. Could you talk a little bit about your books, please, children's books?
Well, in children's books, it's called Message from Water for mm-hmm. Children. We are showing water crystals from different words and different pictures and different music, and so that children can learn that water has memory, and how the words or language or music that we daily listen or use will affect our water molecule within our body and also the environment, and that affect others also, so that people will not want to, children will not want to use these negative words or ugly words to their family, to their friends, so that they will, within 10 to 20 years, all around the world, with these children learning the importance of water, truth of water, they will be just naturally making this world a peaceful place. And that's what the book will do to children, will help children learn that. And I think it's a beautiful project.
Isn't that?
Very simple, very beautiful.
Well, you look at the United States involvement, for example, in the Middle East, and we've been there since when? 14, 15 years? And who knows how much longer we'll be there. And I think the hope of the certainly the goal of your books, Michiko, and your wonderful office, is that by teaching children the valuable lessons of love and gratitude, that in 15, 20 years' time, they'll no longer be interested in committing crimes, domestic violence, or going off to wars elsewhere on the planet that last for decades with no end in sight.
Right. No one wants to live in the war or fighting. I mean, everyone. If there are 100 people, then 100 people are craving for happiness. They want to be happy. They want to live in a peaceful place.
Right.
And no right. one wants the war.
Right.
You know. So
right.
and it was so funny because after I taught a message from water to children, I think it was in Santiago, Chile. One of the kids said, "Oh, I didn't know water was so intelligent."
That's amazing.
It was so cute. You know, they learned it so quickly.
Didn't this goes off into the metaphysical area? We don't have much time left, but didn't Dr. Emoto at one point say that water, God is water, or there was some relationship there as well?
Right. Go ahead, Yasin.
Dr. Emoto was saying that at first, you know, water is a messenger from God, but finally he was saying water is God.
That's amazing. We're getting close to the hour. I'm sorry, but I want to just make this quick announcement. Then I want you to go ahead and please wrap up your wonderful interview. I want to thank everyone for listening today. A week from today, we'll be having Jesse Ventura on the program, along with Deborah Spellfox, a wonderful love relationship and numerologist, as well as and a pet psychic named Darcy Parizo. If you have a pet, either alive or has passed on, she'll be able to put you in touch with them. And we are also doing planning now for next year's Galactic Wisdom Conference. It will be held on March 4, 5, and 6 here in the Seattle area. And if you are interested in volunteering to help with that effort, I'm looking for a venue now to have it. Please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com or call me on my toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339. I want to thank everyone who's helped me with this show today, including my dear friend Carol and Nelson, of course Michiko, and for you for coming on today, Hiro and Yazoo. And we've got about a minute left now, and I want you to give you the floor so you can wrap up your wonderful interview, please.
Okay, Hiro.
Yeah.
Go ahead about head of school.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. So it's gonna be the first Hado instructor school without Dr. Emoto. So we kind of worry that, you know, what it's going to happen.
No, he will be participating spiritually. Don't worry.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's right.
He's here with you now. By the way, I've been in touch with him.
Exactly.
He's here now, so don't worry. He will be there.
Right. But we hope the listeners to join us and work together because it's a beautiful, you know, the message from water is so amazing and beautiful. and then, you know, this has an impact to change the, you know, people and the world. So I hope, you know, we can work with many people. Wonderful. To spread this message out. Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful, friends. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye from Out of This World.